you're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Well, kind of Cocktail Corner anyway. I'm not going to use the exact same Electric Octopus track.
We're in Cocktail Corner sort of limbo at the moment between sponsors. If you do have some sort of booze brand and you want to get on board, you can get some great support from here, from us here at BFM.
Let the record show that I am sipping on Tsingtao.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not completely sure how to say that either. Tsingtao? You like kind
Qingdao.
Of throw, you throw
think,
it away.
I think it's Tsingtao.
Okay.
Last week brought to you by Reineck. This week brought to you by Tsingtao.
Ooh, that's controversial, actually. Who brings us those beers?
You bought the Tsingtao this week, and I bought the Reineck last week.
No, but I was more like, is Reineck Lion?
Yeah, Reineck is Lion. Reineck has got no marketing budget whatsoever.
Reineck is kind of like the dirty child of that whole company. Apparently, if you go to the Lion Brewery, they have all the beers on tap that they do.
Except Reineck.
And no Reineck. But it's like the best one.
Liquor King is...
Look, I don't want to harp on about Reineck, John, but you know that I will.
Liquor King is owned by Lion, and if you shop online, you can get pretty much every other Lion beer, but you can't get Reineck online.
Why would I, though? I'd go to Glengarry at this point, because they were the last to sponsor Cocktail Corner. Please come back. Thank you.
Meanwhile, Glengarry... Glengarry and Hancock's, we love you. Jägermeister, we miss you. Come back.
Yeah, Jägermeister. I mean, there's other options from Jägermeister, isn't there? It's just that I worked at Splore one time and I was working for Jägermeister and I had way too many Jägermeister mules. The mules were the thing. It was like, oh, by the way, ginger beer makes anything great. And yeah, sort of.
Well, speaking of ginger beer, tonight we've got our leftover Tito's Handmade Vodka. Cheers to Glengarry. And we've also got some East Imperial ginger beer.
Have you got any of that nice smelling vanilla chocolate stuff?
I've got some walnuts bitters. And I've got the De Kuyper creme de cacao.
Yeah, and you've also got a bottle of spray hand sanitizer really close to this whole situation, which is concerning but also exciting.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's like 90% pure alcohol, so...
Can you just like a little spray on around the rim? Is that going to hurt anyone?
Well, so I'm going with 30 mils of Tito's in these martini glasses.
Is this like...
Let's just finish it off.
Are you making the official Corona cocktail with that hand sanitizer real close like that?
Do you want me to just spritz?
I like it.
Spritz. No, I'll finish from with a spritz on the glass.
From a height. Do the cocktail thing like you sprinkle some salt on your forearm.
Isopropanol alcohol.
Cocktail Corner, where no one's sponsoring, is a hectic beast. Please, someone sponsor this segment.
Okay, I am chucking in some East Imperial.
It's a very white
drink.
Can
you turn on the blue mic?
It's supposed to be really white.
Yeah, this is like... Oh, that's good.
Is that that nice ginger beer? East Imperial, man. Listeners, if there's one thing you can learn from Cocktail Corner, anything East Imperial is superb.
I'm going to give it a dash of walnut bitters, so we've gone...
So you're going to give it a rating already before you even make the drink?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give it a 4 out of 10.
That's just some walnut bitters.
You love that.
Oh,
bit.
Shit.
Oh, that was a lot
a bit heavy.
In that one. I should have brought the cherry bitters in there.
There's two in that one. One's got heaps.
Can someone explain to me why the only bitters company is the one that puts like A4 paper around the small little bottle? What's up with that?
Do you want some De Kuyper? Just a little bit of De Kuyper in there? Of the creme de cacao? Or do you want to taste this? Okay. Hangaroo's requested a chocolate liqueur.
I'm topping mine up with a little bit of...
Seems like a strange... Zingtao. I'm going to go 15.
I want everyone to know that I tried to get Pearl River, but they didn't have it.
China's number 2 beer.
I'm about the underdog, you know?
Okay, I'm going 15 mil.
We actually had a text in to B-sides for a band called The Underdogs from back in the 60s. Anyone know about them?
Oh, shit. Gone a bit heavy on that one. Okay. So we got 30 mil Tito's Handmade Vodka. We've got about 20 mils of De Kuyper creme de cacao. We've got a dash of walnut bitters. And we've topped both of these off in a martini glass with East Imperial ginger beer.
What are you calling it? Mule in a suit? That's actually a pretty good name, eh? Mule in fancy clothing.
Let's have a hoon.
Yeah. Chin. That was a terrible cheers.
Is that how you tell the glass quality is not very good when it doesn't do a good tink?
No, I think I was just holding my hand too high in the glass, so it kind of muted the cheers. It's actually not pretty good.
Sabotage. Yeah, that ginger beer kicks ass.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if that decal probably didn't need to be in there.
Well, you were the one that requested it.
I know.
So
I'm just going on record saying that I've got it wrong. A It does need a little spritz of
the thing is the cacao has just made it, given it that real mouth feel, you know, like made it a bit like chocolatey.
Yeah,
where
kinda.
It could have just been a straight up citrus beast. We could have been on the citrus thing.
Oh, there is lemon and lime around.
Yeah, no, there's heaps of lemon and lime.
We don't really need that right now.
We got, the thing is, we probably, oh yeah, we've got another two cocktails in this.
How come Tito's? How come I don't know about the decal until now?
Last week you did say, I'm going to hold you to this, that you're going to get the ingredients for some White Russians.
What do you mean the ingredients?
Like some Kahlua.
Oh, you want to go there?
Yeah, Kahlua and vodka. I reckon this the Kaipa would, you could substitute for the Kahlua. You don't need to get the Kahlua.
I think someone's taking the piss by texting, this is the best cocktail corner to date. Well done, guys. Don't you dare.
Here, do you want a little spritz of the hand sanitizer over the top of yours? Just to
it's hand sanitizer spray.
Let's just increase
from
the...
I'm from about a foot away. Hand sanitizer spray going on my cocktail.
Here we go.
There you go. See, just a little airport kiss. Eh? Oh, yeah. It fucking lives. Turn this up a bit. It opens the nose up, dude. I'm not
joking. Is that Flixanase or is that hand sanitizer?
Oh, I feel great.
Is that you, mummy?
It's... I hesitate to say, but we might be onto something.
Well, we've got this wonderful bed music going. We should say...
God, I love
if you hadn't already heard... I know that we've got the ad on air at the moment, but we are running a little thing this New Zealand Music Month on the Drive Show where we try and rep... some of the underdogs of New Zealand music, some classic songs that you haven't heard for ages on BFM. Well, maybe they didn't quite make the cut at the time. Maybe they're old, maybe they're new, maybe they're dance, maybe they're trance.
It might not have got playlisted. Sometimes some weeks are just heavy in release tracks. Like definitely recently there's a lot of sweet music, you know, maybe it just doesn't quite make the BFM playlist. Doesn't mean it isn't a sweet tune that's come out of Tamaki Makaurau. Yeah. It doesn't have to be Auckland-based, but you know what I'm saying.
There's no age limit, or, you know, like, whatever. There's no vintage on this. It doesn't have to be old. It can be new.
I don't want to shout out about it, but that a little bit of spritz of that spray was good.
It's giving my one a little spritz.
Oh, superb.
Text through.
I'm going to wash that down with a sink towel.
The letter B, followed by the artist and the song. The letter B and the artist in the song, and we'll do our best to dig it up. Someone has requested an old live Phelps and Munro jam. It's not in the system, but I reckon I'll track it down and put it in the system in the next couple of days. So keep an ear out. There's heaps of stuff. Compiling a spreadsheet.
Oh man, I just noticed we got that
Moon Duo
Planet Caravan track. Somebody was telling me that Dead Moon covered Planet Caravan.
I think Planet Caravan is probably the most covered Black Sabbath song.
But that, it's because it's so sexy. But that actually really interests me. I was like, how would that go down? I haven't got it. I'm not going to play it. We're going to play the
Sounds like early AC/DC.
Covering Planet Caravan, yeah.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.